Good morning, everyone. So a portion of this morning's scripture deals with a fig tree and its owner and the gardener. And the owner says, basically, this fig tree has been planted for many years and it is not giving me any fruit. Cut that thing down. It's not even worth our time. And the gardener says, No. Let me nurture it and feed it and take care of it. Give me another year with it and let's see what it can do. So do you girls like to plant flowers or do anything? So do I. I love it. And this time of year, if you can stand all the pollen outside, is a really good time to get outside and clean up all those old leaves. And I have daffodils already up and blooming. I mean, the spring flowers are coming up. And it's fun to plant new things and see what can happen. Well, I have a story about a little tree or a little flower that I couldn't get to do what it was supposed to do. My sister gave me a hydrangea bush after Drew was born. He was a newborn, and it was a gift to me. So I planted this hydrangea bush right outside the front door. It was beautiful, and it had blue flowers. Because Drew was a boy, she gave me one with blue flowers. And I planted it right outside the front door, and that first year she gave it to me, it had beautiful flowers. Every year after that, it was green and bushy with no flowers. None. I said, what am I doing wrong? What am I, you know, I'm giving it Miracle-Gro, I'm watering it, it has lots of sun. No flowers, year after year. And I said, well, I'm not going to give up on this little bush. Let's move it. So we moved it to a flower bed not far from where it was planted. And within a couple years, flowers. Very strange. Now, if I had just dug up this bush, this flower, and thrown it away, we would have never seen its beauty or what it could do. Just like the fig tree. But I gave it a second chance. It probably didn't have anything to do with me. I just planted it in a different spot, and it gave us beautiful flowers. And it's still out there growing today, and it's 18 years old. That's amazing. Well, guess what? We are the fig trees. And God is the gardener. And he says, no. I've got them. I've got these fig trees. Let me nurture them and feed them with my word. Let me encourage them with my Holy Spirit, and I know they're going to bloom and grow into beautiful and great things. And that's what a parable is in the Bible. God uses something else to explain to us how he takes care of us or how what he wants us to do. Isn't that cool? You want to be a plum tree? Okay, you can be a plum tree, Jess. Definitely. I want to be a flower. Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, first of all, for the beauty of your earth and the second, third, fourth, and many chances that you give us to bloom and grow in your name. Please help us to look around and see what we can do, how we can nurture and encourage other people for us all to be beautiful blossoms and fruit in your kingdom. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.